Hi, GWA. This is Theseus. I've posted this and that. I write a lot. Like, a lot. A lot. Sorry about that. And I thought I'd try posting a ramble fap, because why not, right? Apologies in advance if this sounds kind of weird. I'm literally holding my phone. I'm probably at some point going to rest my phone on my chest as I'm using my bad arm to hold up my phone. I've got two toys, and one of them is a Hitachi magic wand, because you can't mess with the classic. Only I took the Doki Doki unicorn wand cover, because I didn't like the wand. It was too buzzy and whatever. And I put it on the Hitachi, and I've got a really nice insertable vibrator that's like right up against my G-spot, and I haven't turned it on yet, and I'm about to. So here goes. Don't know if you can actually hear the vibrator. I haven't turned the Hitachi on, obviously, because when I do, you'll know that. I've got other vibrators to use, but I like the Hitachi best. It's the most straightforward. I mean, to go with an analogy I use a lot, I've compared garlic to the Hitachi magic wand, in that it kind of just takes over. It's the blunt force trauma approach to flavoring, and that's kind of how I approach masturbation. I just put the hardest, roughest, strongest thing I can find up against the sensitive bits, and then I let them go. Although right now, pressing the vibrator against my G-spot. Oh God. Someday I want to see if I can squirt, although I don't know if I can, because, I always worry that I'm going to pee myself. And as someone who can pee themselves recreationally, it's something you have to be careful of. I'm about to turn on the Hitachi, so I don't know how buzzy it's going to sound, so. Well, here's hoping. I like the unicorn head, because I can use the horn right up against my clit. It feels so good. God. Oh, my thighs are shaking from it and squeezing around the vibrator inside of me, although I can't hold the Hitachi and move the G-spot vibrator and hold my phone up, so this might take some juggling. Oh, it's just, I don't know if this is a normal way to masturbate, but whatever. When I'm fantasizing, I'm usually seeing other people, but like from a distance? I don't know. Oh. And it's a mix of words and images, and sometimes it just loops like a GIF. And part of the problem is that I'm like super ADHD, so sometimes I just get fucking song lyrics circling in my head like a shark while I'm trying to get off, which is actually what's happening right now. I've been listening to Hadestown on a fucking loop, and just this one line, "Love her everything I do for the love of you," over and over again, and it sounds great, don't get me wrong, but I'm just trying to think of other things. And it's like a security camera POV, but better footage. In a bus or a train, I have this huge thing for train groping or train fucking. I've just like tight, enclosed space. It works as in an elevator too, of somebody, and it's usually a woman in a skirt, and somebody just casually just touching them like they're a thing. Just using them. It's not even like sexy touching, really. I mean, it is because I'm getting off to it, obviously, but it's not like... It's not like... So what did I say? One thing I wrote, it is the joy of warm flesh in my hand, and that's what it is for the toucher. It's not for the sake of the touchy. Sorry for the pause, I wanted to check something, but I can't, so there you go. But yeah, just some girl standing there in the elevator, on the train, or on the bus, or something. And there's a guy behind her, and first the back of his hand just brushes the hem of her skirt. And then he turns his hand around, so it's just his palm just touching her. And then curved across her ass, cheeks of her ass. And then he just slides. Oh, I've made myself cum just thinking that word, slides it in, slides it up. Oh, I can even see the word as it's written, which probably says something about how much fucking writing I do in my day-to-day life. That even my own sexuality starting to work like that. Because I write erotic fanfic as a job. Because what even is my life? I mean, it's not too bad. It's a little lonely, but... Eh. What can you do? Sometimes when I'm writing, I've tried to find interesting ways to describe the Itachi magic wand, what it sounds like. The best I can come up with is a pitched down dentist drill. Because it kind of sounds like one, doesn't it? Yeah, he's just touching her ass. And he slides his hand into her panties. And sometimes it's me being touched, but I'm watching myself being touched as I'm being touched. My ex, my trash fire ex, as I refer to them, and I did a couple of scenes like that, where I just stand there and they touch me, and I act immobile. I had to pretend that they weren't touching me. And then they just bend me over. Fuck me, God. Oh, God. That was good. That was so fucking good. I have such a kink for, like, a rape of opportunity. Like, I'm a totally nice dude most of the time. But you're stuck in a fence, or we're stuck in an elevator, or something like that, and I'm just gonna see how much I can get away with. And I can totally get away with roping you, so, oh, we're just pressed really close together, and who's gonna notice if I take my dick out? Just slide it between the cheeks of your ass, and just grind it. Oh, fuck. That feels good. And then just spread it open and just the tip. It's another phrase I've just repeated to myself in my head over and over again. To make myself calm. I do have a different vibrator and I'm kind of tempted to see if that one might work, but it's louder and it sounds a lot uglier. Yeah, it's the Wall All Body Massager, which is pretty good. I think I got it right before it went kind of crap. Last night, I stayed up super late listening to dirty audios. My favorite ones are the really sick, nasty ones with the, where somebody's just pretending to be really nice and sweet even as they do horrible, horrible things. I ended up shoving the biggest dildo, well, not the biggest dildo, I don't think I could fit the biggest dildo I've got in me, but one of the biggest dildos I've got into me and just using my fingers to get off. It was intense. It was great, but it was intense. It's been exciting since I found GWA, realizing I don't always need visual stimulus. Although, looking at things behind my eyes right now, it's replaying, she just slides her skirt up. Just slides it up. Slides it up. Yeah, screw it. I'm gonna try my other vibrator. Exciting, since they all live on the side of my bed. And there is this great Gordian knot of cables. And I had to turn the light on for that. So this one sounds deeper and more bone rattling, so apologies in advance. Oh. Oh. This one is even more crap. The opposite of fuzzy. Oh, feels really good. He's just shoving her skirt up. Maybe his hands are going up the front of her shirt and just pulling on her nipples, sliding into her bra. Oh. Bending her over. God, I love it when they get bent over. Just bending her over. Not enough for anybody to notice. Just bending her over. Spreading her thighs with his thumbs. And using one hand to guide the head of his cock into her. Just pushing it in. It's just the tip at first. Maybe he's telling her that. It's just the tip, baby. It's just the tip. See what it feels like. But then, muscles of her pussy just pull him in. Just pull him in. So that he's all the way inside. It's hot and it's pulsing and it's squeezing him and he can't help just fucking her. Oh. I'm used to masturbating really quietly, so I'm sorry if it's just machine noises. Oh, using one of my own thighs to push the head of the vibrator against my G-spot. He's just pushing his cock into her. He's just pushing it in. God. He's just... Maybe he loops himself up and he just slides into her ass. Because then she's not going to have to cant her hips or anything. They can just be in the elevator. Crowded elevator and nobody else knows, or maybe everybody else knows, they just don't fucking care. His saw a hentai with that once, where this one girl gets fucking gang raped in an elevator. Sort of, but there's this one shot that kept repeating in my head over and over. Because first, they're just groping her ass and they're trying to be subtle about it, except they're not, because, you know, it's a hentai. And hentai aren't exactly known for being subtle. But then they get to the bit where they're not trying to be subtle anymore about it. And this one guy, just bends her over, is grabbing her ass, and he just spreads it open and slides his cock into her cunt. Oh. Oh. And then another guy just grabs her hair and makes her suck him off. And there's this other chick who's just watching it all, masturbating, and she's imagining that she's the one who's getting gang raped or whatever the fuck is going on in there. Oh. Oh. Sorry, it takes me a year and a day to come under normal circumstances, let alone when I'm trying to talk myself through it. Oh, fuck. Bends her over, slides his cock right in like that's where his cock belongs. Like it doesn't belong anywhere else. Like she was fucking made for it. I want that to happen to me, God. I just want to be... I just want to be used like that. I just want to be wanted so badly. Somebody just wants to bend me over and fuck me in an elevator or in a train. And I also want somebody that badly. I want to be on both sides of it, if that makes sense. I want to sink my own cock into some pretty stupid thing. God, I love seeing girls used like that in my head and in my day-to-day life. I'm obviously against all of that, but God, so many of my biggest kinks are like that. Just using. If somebody just bends down to pick something up and somebody else just takes it as an invitation to grope them and fuck them. God. Presses close to her. She can feel his hard cock right through his pants and her skirt, but she can't do anything about it. He just puts it in because he can. Oh. 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 My hips keep rocking up and shaking. Oh, fuck. I still haven't come. I'm sorry, guys. Like I said, it kind of takes me a year and a day. Another kind of porno I like to watch, which I inexplicably almost always incest pornos for some reason. It's when some woman is stuck. You know, just like, oh, I got stuck climbing into the window. Oh, I got stuck under the table. Or I got my hand stuck in the sink, which is a thing I've seen multiple times, which is, I don't know. Though those always amuse me, especially this one I once saw with this one. It's like, oh, I'm gonna fuck my stepsister who's got stuck in the window, and she's clearly got a pillow under her knees. And I'm not, like, complaining, because, hey, I'd want a pillow under my knees, too, if I was stuck doing a porn shoot. Stuck. But it's just, it was so dumb. Or this one horrible porno comic I saw. This girl just gets stuck in a wall. Which is apparently a hentai genre. Go figure. Everything's a hentai genre if you look far enough, I guess. She was stuck and they just fucked her. They wrote free pussy across her ass and. And these guys just came along and took her. It's like kind of like somnophilia for similar reasons where you can't say no. I tried to do somnophilia once, but I'm a really light sleeper. So they didn't get very far, they just fucked me. Oh, it was good. And the shot, this horrible, horrible cartoon porn thing, is with this kid who drugged his mom to get her to sleep so he could fuck her. It's just, there was a whole montage of it. And I just see it in my head. Just lying on the chair, the pool chair, deck chair, that's the word. And he just wanted to rub his cock against her pussy, and then he slid in, and it just felt so good that he couldn't get out. Just asleep, and he was just doing it. It's just sleep, falling asleep at the kitchen counter, sitting on one of those bar stools. He was just standing on a fucking step stool and fucking her. Oh. I think I'm pretty close. I can't always tell. Sometimes they just kind of sneak up on me. But thanks for sticking with me for all this incoherent rambling as my brain tries to decide on what it's going to focus on for today. Like that. You fucking like that. So close and so tight. And just bend her over and just take it. Take it. Slide it in. Just slide it. And another one is based off of fucking TV show. Then this cop was gonna fuck this woman who he pulled over in the ass, but then she shot him. But in my head, she doesn't shoot him. He just bends her over his car. He slides his cock into her ass. One smooth stroke. Oh. Just slide it in. Just slide it in. Just slide it in. Like the cop doesn't care what she says or how she reacts because he's bigger than her. He just spreads her open and puts it in. Spreads her open and slides it in. Slide it in. Oh. Bend her over and slide it in. Fuck. Spread your legs wider, man. Ma'am, I need you to spread your legs wider. Ma'am, you ever had anything up here, ma'am? Oh. Oh. See, fingers, her ass doesn't even move. It just shoves his finger in. Feel how tight it is. Doesn't even take his pants down, just unzips them. Pushes her skirt up and spreads her legs wider. She's just saying no. No, please, no. No, don't put it in. Don't put it in, but he doesn't fucking care. Oh, why would he fucking care? To put his dick in, to just slide it in. Ma'am, you ever had anything back here? No, please don't. Please don't, ma'am. I'm going to. Maybe he doesn't even say that. He just does it. Just slides it in. He doesn't even change his tone. Ma'am, you were speeding. Ma'am, bend over. Ma'am, have you ever had anything back here? It in. He just pushes his cock into her, just the head, so it pops. Oh, I'm about to come. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. I'm just clenching around the toy inside of me. It's coming. I'm coming. Oh God. Oh fuck, I'm coming. Oh. 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 Holy shit. That was more than wow. Thank you for your patience, everybody. Holy shit. Thank you.